الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we have once again been reminded that the Zionist colonial outpost that is occupying Palestine will not stop at anything in humiliating an occupied Palestinian people it wishes never existed. As our brothers in Palestine fend off the current aggression against a force that is armed with the most sophisticated military hardware, the question we ask is, what fuels this resistance against all odds? It is nothing but their faith. It is nothing but their faith and the legitimacy of their cause as they face eviction from their homes and denied the right to worship at the noble sanctuary. Respected brothers, this is a time that tests the resolve of this ummah. The time that tests the ummah resolve is not only in expressing solidarity, but taking appropriate steps that prove our claims of Islamic brotherhood. We owe it to the Palestinians who are on the front line for the resistance to the occupation and the protection of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and its blessed precincts. You will agree with me, you will concur with me, that we don't want to see violence. We don't want to see death. What we want to see is an end to the occupation. We don't want to see violence. We don't want to see death. We want to see an end of the occupation and an end to the ongoing violation of Palestinian human rights. The actions of a politically isolated group shouldn't be held to the same standard of a nuclear-armed state that gets billions in military aid. Let's be clear about it, that this was in no way an unprovoked attack. Let's be clear about it, that our mind shouldn't go there even. We shouldn't even question the thought that this was an unprovoked attack. Some are saying it was a sinister attack. Let's leave it as it is. Let me explain. This is a response to over 5 years of oppression, ethnic cleansing, apartheid, settler violence, murder, administrative detention, collective punishment, disrespecting Al-Aqsa, raiding and demolishing Palestinian homes, the 25 years of blockade of Gaza, and the ongoing dehumanization of the Palestinian people. My friends, there is a difference between terrorism and resistance. Sayyidina Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha once asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us about Baytul Maqdis. He said, it is the place where judgment day will be and where everyone will be called. Come and pray in it, for one prayer is like 1,000 prayers. What if I cannot go there? I asked. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, send oil for its limbs. For whoever does so, it is as if they went there. Narrator of this hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Friends, the last time the Western media manufactured this much of propaganda against an Arab population, 1 million Iraqis were killed. Listen carefully, my brothers. The last time the Western media manufactured this amount of propaganda against an Arab population, 1 million Iraqis were killed. The world is now being conditioned to accept the mass killings of Palestinians, just like it was conditioned to accept the mass killings of Iraqis. Shabab al-Ijaz, formerly known as Malcolm X, you heard of him? He said, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And that's power. It will make the criminal look like the victim and the victim like criminal. If you are not careful, the media will have you hating the people who are oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. This, my friends, is called psychological warfare. Why? Because they control the minds of the masses. 40 babies were killed by Palestinian people. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Where did you ever hear of such things? Wallahi, I myself do not even open those videos on WhatsApp and that. Because so much of it is fake. You don't know what is true anymore. The shamefully biased media will not report the stun grenades that are being thrown at the feet of our young girls, or the lethal force that is being used on innocent women. They will neither tell the world about the desecration of the noble sanctuary by the ill-mannered young officers of the Zionist security machinery. We know very well about this and more. We feel the pain of our brothers and sisters, and therefore the need of the hour is first and foremost, we should turn to Almighty Allah with sincere repentance and ask for His forgiveness for our own transgressions. Listen very carefully, my brothers. We should turn to Allah and ask for repentance and forgiveness for our very own transgressions, causing pain to other parts of the ummah. Secondly, prayer is the most potent weapon of a believer. We should intensify our supplications to the Almighty, who is the disposer of our affairs, to protect the Palestinian people and ease their plight. Yes, we should participate within the ambits of the Sharia in protest to express our indignation against the oppressors, against the extrajudicial killings, against the expressing of illegal settlements on occupied Palestinian land. And in whichever way we can contribute to a reliable organization that is doing work, let us do that. My respected elders and friends, Baytul Maqdis is for those who can pick up the trust that was absconded by those before us. Understand this well. Understand this very well. Baytul Maqdis is for those who can pick up the trust that was absconded by those before us. It seems that Palestine can also be read through the following verse, wherein Allah says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you are the best of communities that have been raised for humanity. You encourage good and you forbid evil. Now, had they believed, the covenant would have remained theirs. Thus, you and I, the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his message, became the best nation due to our belief as well as commanding good and forbidding evil. The continuity of Allah's message and the divine rights to preside over Palestine is contingent on these conditions. Consequently, iman, which is a cognizance of the truth, requires acting upon its dictates and joining good and forbidding evil. The right to divine leadership is elucidated in similar terms in another ayah, where Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah says, there are those who, if established on land, if they are given authority by us, what would they do? They would perform salah, they would give zakah, they would encourage what is good, and they would forbid what is evil. Since the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last messenger, it follows that divine justice must culminate in his way and in his message. That is the system of Allah. Respected elders and friends, the final message of Islam is the only message that provides the devices that is necessary for the people of the book, and that is the device of divine justice that is required in the land of Palestine and in this blessed precincts. Present occupiers occupying the land of Palestine with dubious claims have no right to the sanctuary. For one thing, they reject the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They reject the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, they deny the truth. On top of this, the purely ethnocentric promised land narrative that they keep on feeding in the media trivializes virtue and good action. It constitutes the replacement of truth and justice with a nationalistic and a racist narrative, which is nothing more than egoism and pride. My respected elders and friends, the Quraysh similarly fortified their rights as guardians of the sanctuary due to their idolatry. A promise of Allah that is contingent on what pleases the Creator logically will extend to its followers. That is why, when Palestine, when endowed to Allah's servants, the same Allah as the Allah of the people of the blessed land of Sham will invariably land with Islam. That is the promise of Allah. When the heart, if Makkatul Mukarramah is the heart and the sun of the ummah, then Baytul Maqdis is the moon of the ummah. When Makkatul Mukarramah is the heart and the sun of the ummah, then Baytul Maqdis is the moon of the ummah. It represents the state of the ummah. Baytul Maqdis represents the state of the ummah. And let me explain this, and this is my message today. When the ummah is strong, when the ummah is strong, Baytul Maqdis is safe. But when the ummah is weak, Baytul Maqdis is exposed. It is the barometer of the ummah. It is the yardstick of the ummah. My respected elders and friends, the fight for Baytul Maqdis is not merely a fight for one's homeland, but it is about safeguarding the state of the ummah. It is safeguarding the manifestation to the gateway of paradise for all mankind. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that I heard the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, will be immigration after immigration, and the people who are the best will be those who cling most closely to the places which Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated to. There will be immigration after immigration, but the people who are the best will be those who will cling to the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated to, and that is Baytul Muqaddis. Abu Dawud mentions this narration. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be saddened, do not be grieved, you will prevail, and you will be victorious, provided you fulfill the covenant. Provided you are believers and you submit to that which Allah has required you to submit to. My respected elders and friends, me and you know that the words of my Allah is haq. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Behold, that the help and the mercy of Allah is near, inshallah. Say inshallah. When Umar al-Mukhtar, look at the yakin and the faith our pious predecessors had. When Umar al-Mukhtar, who was known as the lion of the desert, who liberated Libya from the Italians, who liberated Egypt from the British colonialist, he was told that Italy has planes that we do not have. He was told that Italy has planes that we do not have. What an amazing answer he gave. He said, are they flying under the throne of Allah or above the throne of Allah? Are they flying under the arsh of Allah or above the arsh of Allah? They said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, they're flying under the throne. He said, he who is above the throne is with us, so let those who fly below us not frighten us. Hi, my Allah. Let those who fly below us not frighten us. My respected elders and friends, at the time of distress, even when there was a wind that was blowing not normal in Medina, the first place that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to was to Masjid al-Nabawi. The first place that he ran to was Masjid al-Nabawi. A slight shift in the environment, in the weather, made my Nabi come to the Masjid. The call of the hour is, let's make Masjid Abadi.
Let's frequent the masjid. Let's come to the house of Allah. 5 minutes before Adhan, 5 minutes after the Salah, spend some time in the tilawat of Quran, in dhikrullah, in dua for the ummah, my respected elders and friends. And there is a quote that is mentioned, how true is it Allah knows, that there was a Jewish person who was sitting on a plane, a Zionist, and he asked one of the Muslims, or the Muslims asked him, that why are you not frightened of us? And he gave a beautiful reply, and he said, the day we will be frightened of you, and the day we will know you will become victorious, is the day when your Fajr Jamaat and congregation is the same size as your Jummah Jamaat and congregation. That is the bottom line, my friends. Until and unless we do not fulfill the covenant to Allah, we make dua that Allah may remove the oppressors, and Allah may remove the oppression of our Palestinian brothers, and Allah grant victory to the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. لله رب العالمين أعز الإسلام والمسلمين ودمغ الكافرين والمشركين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر المحجلين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدين عند الله الإسلام فالإسلام دين أمن وسلام الإسلام دون أخوة ودعوة الإسلام دين محاسن ومكارم فإن المسلم يعيش في هذه الدنيا لعقيدة التوحيد والرسالة أخبر سبحانه وتعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين نعم نشاهد في كل زمان أن أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين لا يزالون يظلمون يحسدون يفسدون يعاندون فكأنهم قد ملأوا الأرض فسادا وملأوها ظلما وعدوانا وحسنا وحسدا وطغيانا إثما وعصيانا والله المستعان وإليه المشتكى والمفرع أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم ليبعث الله رجلا منا يملأها عدلا كما ملئت جورا رواه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله أمة المسلمين أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل أن أشراط الساعة منها فتح بيت المقدس وهو المسجد الأقصى في فلسطين عباد الله بيت المقدس معدن الأنبياء والمرسلين ومدفنهم أرض الشهداء والصالحين بيت المقدس مقرر الأنبياء ومهبط الملائكة وهو أرض مقدسة مبارك بيت المقدس أما فيه النبي جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين بيت المقدس مسعد للمعراج بيت المقدس وضع الأرض بعد المسجد الحرام بعد 40 سنة بيت المقدس أحد المساجد الثلاث التي تشد إليها الرحال أيها المسلمون روى الإمام أحمد أن الدجال يطوف الأرض إلا 4 مساجد مسجد المدينة ومكة ومسجد الأقصى والطور والصلاة فيها مضاعفة فلسطين عربية من بحرها إلى نهرها ومن شبابها إلى جنوبها. فعن ميمونة مولاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها قالت يا نبي الله أفتنا في بيت المقدس. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرض المحشر والمنشر ائتوه وصلوا فيه فإن صلاة فيه بألف صلاة. أخرجه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود وابن ماجه. اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين المستضعفين في فلسطين، وانصر عبادك المظلومين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين الظالمين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين والمفسدين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم أرنا والمسلمين عجائب قدرتك في أرض فلسطين. آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقصاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريعا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسكن الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Just let us ensure ourselves to stay shoulder to shoulder. Our heels ignite. Let us ensure that all the gaps are filled in. Stand as close as possible. Inshallah, this will bring unity and muhabbat, love and understanding in the ummah, inshallah. And whilst we're doing that, we remind the brothers of our weekly collection, inshallah, through the mercy of Allah and through the spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through spending on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, this will draw the mercy and the rahmah and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So humble request for the brothers, inshallah, to donate generously.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والكرم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اله اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.